Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the Slonkast. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Slonka. And this week, we got a little bit of everything to talk about. But before I go into any of those stories for this week, you probably noticed that the last thing that you saw come up on the RSS feed for the Slonkast was a special. And what that special was a project that a coworker of mine and myself did for our previous master's class. It was a project on pod slurping. Now, if you listen to that entire presentation, then you know what it's all about. And if you went to my website, kevinslonka.com, then you were able to download all of the files and read more about the code and really find out what that was all about. But if you didn't take the time to do any of that, I'll just give you a quick rundown. Basically, pod slurping is whenever you take a USB device or pretty much any external device that can store data, plug it into a computer, and have that device automatically download files from that computer onto its own storage. And you can steal pretty much anything, you know, pending the user has rights to wherever on the system you're looking. So what we did is, you know, we wrote up a script and made it work so it auto-ran as soon as you plug the device in, and it stole everything in the user's My Documents directory. And you know, that was pretty cool. We did a whole presentation on it. We did a demo of it. We explained, you know, who would want to use this, a lot of different situations that they would use this, and that it's not just only for thumb drives, and it's not just only for USB hard drives. You know, we actually did the demo with a Sony PlayStation Portable, a PSP, that has a hard drive in it. And as soon as you plug the thing in, we showed it downloading files off of the victim's computer. Pretty cool stuff. So anyways, the reason I brought that up is because our teacher for that class let us know that the FBI was interested in our project. Now, our teacher is not only just a teacher at Robert Morris, she also does consulting work, and apparently she's good friends with some of the agents from the FBI's Pittsburgh office. And she must, I don't know how this came about, we didn't get the whole story, so I'm just assuming that she must have been talking to one of the agents and mentioned a couple of the projects that she liked from her class, and our pod slurping project came up. And the one agent was very interested in it, so much so that he wanted our work. So our teacher asked us if we minded if she would share our presentation and anything we had with the agent from the FBI. So of course, we said, sure, you know, give it to him. And we also gave her our contact information, said, pass this along. You know, if the agent wants to contact us, talk to us about any of this, we'll be more than happy to talk with him. And we thought that was pretty cool. I mean, geez, come on. The FBI is interested in work that we did. How awesome is that? You know, it's not every day that you get somebody like the FBI interested in what you're doing, and it's not a bad thing, like you're going to jail. Well, we still don't know that part. You know, we may just be on a watch list because we haven't heard back from this agent yet. So that's what I'm leaning towards right now. We're probably on a blacklist, and all of our moves are being watched. My Twitter feed's probably being watched. Facebook page. As soon as this podcast comes out, it's probably going to get flagged. But whatever. You know, we thought it was pretty cool that the FBI was interested in this. So, you know, that interest led me to take a greater interest in the FBI. So I started looking to see what I could find out about the Pittsburgh office. And cool thing that some of you might want to know is that there's a job fair for the FBI coming up. It is going to be Saturday, May 9th, so in a couple days, 2 days. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Dragon Boat Festival at the Southside Works. So if you know where the Southside Works is, it's very close to the Hot Metal Bridge. You know, it's the new development, or the most recently developed area in the Southside. You probably know it for the Cheesecake Factory. You know, that's where the Southside Works is, where the Cheesecake Factory is. I'm not sure where the Dragon Boat Festival is, if that's a street, if that's a building, if it's a restaurant or a convention center. I have no clue. I've never heard of the Dragon Boat Festival before. But that's where the job fair is. So what I'm planning on doing, I will be in Pittsburgh on that same day out by the airport, because that is graduation from Robert Morris. And graduation starts at 8 in the morning, so I'll be done by 11. So after graduation, drive through the tunnel, head on over to the Southside Works, see if I can talk to anybody, hand in a couple resumes, you know, see what they have to offer. Wouldn't it be awesome if I could work for the FBI out of Johnstown? You know, there's not really an FBI office in Johnstown, but there are buildings that have DOJ employees in Johnstown, so I'm sure I could just work out of that building, or maybe they could strike up a deal. I could work from my house 3 days a week, drive to Pittsburgh 2 days a week, you know, whatever. But, you know, gonna keep the options open, see what the FBI has to offer. Maybe I'll run into the agent who was interested in my work, strike up a conversation about it, and talk about the pod slurping project. So I thought that was pretty cool. So like I just said, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for graduation, and I know all of you are so extremely interested in watching me graduate from my second master's degree with Robert Morris. You know, you all wish that you could be there and clap as I walk up on stage, and you know, be there to give me a hug whenever I'm walking down. Congratulations, Kevin. Job well done. But most of you can't be there. But you know what? There's something just as good as you being there. Robert Morris, actually, they go all out for this. They have closed-circuit cameras. Closed-circuit cameras, that doesn't make any sense. They have cameras recording the whole shebang. It's all closed-circuit. They broadcast it on two extremely large screens in the gym, and they also broadcast it on their website. So those of you who can't make it, you know, you really wish you could because you want to see me graduate, you can go on to Robert Morris's website and watch the entire ceremony. And when I say they go all out, I mean, this isn't just a fixed camera, you know, pointed at the stage and you see people as they walk up. I mean, they must have a TriCaster or something, because there are lower thirds with the people's names of who's speaking, multiple cameras, multiple angles. I mean, this is a professional recording here. You would think it's like a live news feed or something. It looks really good. We're able to watch it from where we sit. We can see the big screens. You know, the reason I know that is because last year I graduated with my first master's degree, so I thought that was pretty cool that they did this whole recording thing. But, you know, this year, check it out. Go to Robert Morris's website around 8 o'clock in the morning. If you're up, you're probably not up, but if you're up, you know, check it out for a couple minutes. Maybe you'll see me. If I see a camera, I might wave hi to you. Okay, so enough about graduation. Now, here is probably the most important thing that I'm going to talk about this show. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's right. Why am I talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken? Because you get it for free. Now, I didn't know about this before yesterday, but apparently Oprah is paying for everybody to get free Kentucky Fried Chicken. All you got to do is go to Oprah's website, download the coupon, print it out, and you can go into Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a free two-piece grilled chicken meal with two sides and a biscuit for free. $0. No credit card, no cash, no nothing. Completely free. Now, this is pretty awesome. I just did it today for lunch, and the grilled chicken is all right. I mean, I'm not going to praise a grilled chicken. See, this is the thing. Kentucky Fried Chicken, everybody knows it. You could blindfold people and bring them fried chicken from 1,000 different places. Every single person will be able to pick out which chicken is Kentucky Fried Chicken. You just know the taste. You know the crunch. I mean, that's their thing. That is what is special about the chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, the grilled chicken, I gotta say, it's just grilled chicken. There's pretty much nothing special about their grilled chicken. If you like grilled chicken, you're gonna like this. It's not bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It doesn't taste horrible. It tastes good. There's just nothing special about it like there is about their fried chicken. But, you know, that being said, who cares? It's free. The meal itself would have been $3.99, which, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. But, you know, $3.99 for lunch, that's $4. If you do that every day for a week, that's $20 a week for lunch. So if you find a way to use these coupons, that's a free $20 you get to keep. Now, the offer goes until May 19th, so you still got time. But here's the catch. On the coupon, it says that this coupon, or I should just say that one person is only allowed to use one coupon per offer period. So that makes me think that these whole 2 weeks up until May 19th, I'm only allowed to use one coupon. But here's the thing. You can go to different Kentucky Fried Chickens. So around here, there's downtown, there's one on Scalp, there's one in Ebensburg, there's like 50 in Altoona. I don't know if there's one in Westmont anyway. I don't think there is. I don't know. I don't remember seeing one. But either way, there's, you know, three or four. There's at least three or four within a 10-minute drive of wherever you live. Okay, I don't care if you live in Pennsylvania or anywhere else. There's a lot of them around. So even if the people at your local Kentucky Fried Chicken place recognize you and they don't let you get it anymore, no big deal. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to talk about television now. Haven't talked about television ever, I don't think. But I'm going to now. So, Chuck. Chuck is my most favorite television show that is on right now. Why do I say that? Because if you know me, you know that Alias will always be my most favorite television show ever. Bestest show in the world. But Chuck pretty much picks up where Alias left off, and it adds a little bit of humor. You know, some slapstick humor, too. But it's a funny show. Now, what I really wanted to talk about with Chuck is the season finale. So if you haven't watched the season finale of Chuck, spoiler alert! But anyways, Chuck had the Intersect out of his head for some time. He got it out. His dad was able to, you know, reprogram another series of image flashes and get it out of his head. Now, Bryce Larkin came back and was going to upload the new Intersect into his head, into Bryce's head, because he was going to be the new Intersect agent. But, you know, Bryce kind of got shot and killed. And Chuck was in a situation where he was going to be killed by the bad guys. By, who was it? I want to say Mickey Rourke's company, but it's not Mickey Rourke. Ted Rourke. By Ted Rourke's minions, they were going to kill Chuck. So, what did Chuck do? Well, he couldn't let them get the Intersect. So, Chuck destroyed the new Intersect computer. But wait. Before he did that, Chuck uploaded the new Intersect into his mind. So, it's back. Chuck is now the Intersect once again. Here's the catch. Bryce mentioned earlier in the show that he made a few modifications to this here Intersect 2.0. Never told you what it was. So Chuck uploads the Intersect. He's being restrained. You know, people are trying to take him away. He flashes on some of the people in the room so he knows who the people are. But he flashes again. And what happens this time? Well, let me take you back a couple years to a little movie. You know, not many people heard about it. It's called The Matrix. And what happened in The Matrix when somebody wanted to learn something? They got plugged in, it got downloaded or uploaded into their mind, and they knew it. Well, guess what? That's what happens with Chuck. He's being restrained. He thinks, I could probably use some kung fu now. I wish I knew kung fu so I could beat the snot out of these guys. Chuck flashes. He knows kung fu. He beats the crap out of everybody in the room. Chuck is now Intersect 2.0. He can do anything. He thinks of something, and the Intersect will teach it to him. How awesome is that? I want that. Why not me? Okay, so enough about Chuck. The second show that I'm going to talk about is right behind Chuck. It's a sitcom. I know a lot of people don't like sitcoms, but you know what? I don't care. You need to watch this. If you work in a job that is anywhere remotely technical, or if you are a human being who likes to laugh, you need to watch this show. It's called The Big Bang Theory. Now, for those of you who don't know The Big Bang Theory, it's pretty much about these four guys. You can call them geeks if you want. Leonard, he's pretty much the most normal. I mean, he's a geek, but out of all of them, he knows he's a geek. And he can tame it down a little bit in social situations. He can talk to people. You know, he might say stupid things every once in a while, but he's all right. He's the most sociable. Then you have Sheldon. Sheldon is the exact opposite. When he talks to people, it is straight facts. He cannot detect sarcasm or when anybody's joking. He doesn't understand how to make jokes that aren't way above people's head and involve physics theories. You know, he's pretty much the anti-sociable person. He'll talk to people, but he's just weird. Now, those two live together. Then you got Howard. Howard is Jewish. He's the only one of the four who doesn't have a PhD. And he's a man whore. No, wait. Let me clarify. He thinks he's a man whore. He wants to be, but he's not. He tries, but he's not. So you can just see right there, an extremely smart person trying to be a man whore. I mean, that could be a whole show in its own. Anytime he's on the screen, it's funny. And the last guy that this show is pretty much based on is Raj. Raj is Indian, and the thing about him is he cannot talk to women. He will be having a conversation with Leonard, Sheldon, Howard. As soon as a woman comes close and he sees her, he shuts up and cannot talk until she leaves. Or until he gets plastered. That's right, alcohol makes him talk, and it is funny. So without me explaining any more, you can already see that when this show follows the situations of their life, it's funny. I mean, there is not a moment during the show that you are not laughing. So again, I'm going to talk about the most recent episode. So spoiler alert, Leonard might be getting with Penny. Everybody's wanted it for the past two seasons, and it might be happening. Penny went out on a date with the comic book store guy, and, you know, one thing led to another. They were making out, and comic book guy said, "Oh, Penny." And you know what Penny said? Penny said, "Oh, Leonard." That's right, Leonard is not the name of comic book guy. Leonard is the name of Leonard. So, we have yet to see what happens. This coming week, I believe, is the season finale. So, stay tuned if you've been watching it. If you haven't been watching it, go online and by whatever means necessary, download or stream every episode of this show so you can get caught up before Monday. The show is on Monday at 8 o'clock, followed by How I Met Your Mother at 8:30. Two good shows. But Monday at 8 o'clock, if you don't have a DVR set to record it, you better be in front of your TV, because I believe this is a season finale and you need to see it. Okay, so enough of TV. We talked about enough TV. How about the Pirate Bay? Gonna be honest, that's where everybody gets their stuff. What do I get from Pirate Bay? Mostly TV shows that I missed. Or in the case of American Idol being stupid and running, you know, 5-10 minutes past the time they're supposed to stop, and me missing the beginning of one of my shows, I have to go there and find television episodes so I can watch and get that first 5 minutes, last 5 minutes, whatever I missed. But anyways, everybody's probably heard of the Pirate Bay by now. They've been in the news. A lot of people use the Pirate Bay to illegally download, you know, whatever, music, movies, download it for free and not pay for it. So the people who run the Pirate Bay have actually been taken to court, and I forget who sued them, whether it was the RIAA or the MPAA. I think it was the MPAA. I'm not sure. I don't care. They're all idiots. But anyways, the Pirate Bay guys lost, and they were sentenced to a year in jail, and I don't know how much money they had to pay. But anyways, this isn't going to happen. I mean, come on. Pirate Bay is based out of Sweden. Sweden, of all countries, has the best laws in terms of IT and technology. Now, the guys are not going to go to jail, so the Pirate Bay isn't going to shut down. You know, they're going to appeal, but they're not going straight to jail. So they get to stay out and do whatever they want until they come in for their appellate meeting or hearing, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, I mean, what do you think is going to happen here? You know, whenever they come to appeal, personally, I think it's going to be thrown out. One of the biggest things that hit the news in terms of piracy was the new X-Men movie, Wolverine. Somebody leaked that movie out onto the internet. It got picked up by a bunch of torrent sites, specifically the Pirate Bay, and it was out available for download weeks, if not months, before being shown in theaters. You know, the MPAA was up in arms. Oh, this is going to cause so much loss in terms of money for this movie. Everybody's going to download it. Nobody's going to come to the movies to see it. Nobody's going to buy it when it comes out on DVD. Well, that's what they said, you know, to start off when they found out this was happening. But why don't we take a look at the numbers as of right now? And X-Men is pretty much the highest gross, or sorry, the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie is pretty much the highest grossing X-Men movie ever. I mean, when the movie came out, it topped the charts in terms of movies being out that week. It is extremely clear that just because people pirated this movie when it first came out on the internet, that does not mean they're not going to go to the movies to watch it. That does not mean they're not going to buy it when it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray or for rent in iTunes or whatever. I mean, this pretty much blows the piracy argument out of the water. People pirating, stealing music or movies does not directly mean a loss of revenue for the content producers, the people who make the movie, the people who normally get paid whenever consumers go see the movie or buy the music. That's not the case, obviously. I mean, the numbers prove it. That's not what happens. If I see a movie, I mean, let's take The Dark Knight, for example. I saw that movie in the theaters 3 or 4 times. It is not the same watching it on your home television. Granted, I have a 46-inch HD TV in my living room, which for my living room is pretty big, and watching movies in HD on that is awesome. But for movies that are that good, I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing right there. The only people who have to be worried are the content producers who are producing crappy movies. If you're producing a movie that is as good as The Dark Knight or as good as Wolverine, you don't have anything to worry about. People are going to show up to the theaters and they're going to pay 2, 3, 4 times to watch your movie. So that's enough about piracy and the Pirate Bay, guys. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about is iPhone 3.0. More specifically, the 3.0 software. Now, we don't know when it's going to come out. You know, everybody thinks WWDC. When's that going to happen? Sometime June or July, who knows? But my personal guess is that it's going to be out around June. Why? Because around June, actually July of this year, will be 2 years since the first iPhone came out. Now, that's the magic number, 2 years. Why? Because the people who bought the first generation iPhones had to sign 2-year contracts with AT&T. So it would be the smartest move ever for Apple to release the new version of the iPhone, not just the software. People were thinking that there's going to be new hardware too. So release the newest iPhone at the end of June so that those people who bought the iPhone when it first came out, their 2-year contract will be up, and they have an immediate upgrade path to the brand new iPhone. That would make perfect sense. You know, let's hope they do it that way. But why would you want to do that? Why would you want to upgrade? Well, three big things. Number one, cut, copy, paste. Everybody has wanted this on the iPhone. Lots of other phones do it. The iPhone has never done it. It will come June or July, come the 3.0 software. Second thing, MMS, multimedia messages. That's right, the iPhone can't do them. Even the most cheapest phones out there, you sign up for a new plan with some carrier and you get the free phones. Even if you get a phone that they give you money, they pay you to take the phone. That phone has a camera, can take pictures, and can send pictures to other phones. That's right, the iPhone can't do it. Now, you can take a picture with the iPhone and email it, but what if you want to send it to somebody who doesn't have an iPhone, or somebody who doesn't have a smartphone in general, who can view email on their phone? They're not getting your picture till they get home. So it's very apparent that MMS is a huge deal to send and receive between your friends. I mean, that is the thing that all phones can do. So why not the iPhone? And it's gonna do it. The thing about MMS is the first generation iPhone will not be able to do it, even if you upgrade to the 3.0 software. Apple gave some stupid reason. Oh, the processor inside of the phone can't handle the load and it's not gonna do it. You know, that's a bunch of crap. Because the processor in the first generation iPhone is also in a bunch of other phones not made by Apple, and they all can do MMS. But anyways, who cares? If you have the first generation iPhone, buy the new one when it comes out. Your 2 years is up. And the last thing, the last important thing about 3.0 is you can now write email and text MMS messages, whatever, in landscape mode. So you get the wide keyboard. Now, you could already do this in Safari when you're browsing the web, and you could already do it in some other applications that you download from the iTunes store. But through email and through text messaging, you were always stuck with the portrait version of the keyboard. And the keys are so close together, and your thumbs are so close together, and your right thumb is trying to thumb wrestle your left thumb to hit the G key, and it's bad. Your hands hurt after you're typing a long message in portrait mode. So you'll finally be able to flip that phone around and do it in landscape. Awesome. All I can say is I can't wait until iPhone 3.0 comes out. I will download it the first day. You know, I'm going to be one of the early adopters. I'm not a true early adopter because I could sign up for their dev program and get the beta version and have it right now. But I'm the type of person who wants his phone to work. If I'm in a car wreck, I want my phone to be able to call 911. That's pretty important. I'm not going to load software on my phone that is in beta, especially when it's the operating system of the phone. I don't want my phone locking up and not functioning as a phone. So I'm going to wait till it's finally released, and then I'll download 3.0, put it on my phone, and I'll be happy with my cut and paste and MMS. All right, so that is the end of this episode, episode 2. As always, you can follow me and what I do on Twitter, twitter.com/slonkack. That's my last name, first initial. You want to see what I'm writing about or any tech articles that I write, head on over to kevinslonka.com. And that is pretty much it. I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. If you search my name, you can find me. If you can't find me on the internet, you're a retard. You need to pack up your computer and sell it because you should not be using the internet. Okay, so that being said, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I am off tomorrow, so I will be relaxing. Catch you later.